A United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women is looking into claims of enforced sterilization of Romani women in a number of post-communist states, the Czech Republic included. The practice is said to have started in the communist days as a means of regulating the Romani population. But human rights activists fear that the practice did not end with the fall of communism. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The scandal over alleged illegal sterilization of Romani women broke out in 2004 when the European Roma Rights Center in Budapest first published information about it. Since then, dozens of Czech Romani women have come forward to tell their story, demanding an apology and financial compensation. Elena Grolova from Ostrava testified before the UN committee in New York last week, saying that she had signed an endorsement of sterilization, heavily sedated, and had not been told what the procedure entailed. It was her word against that of the official Czech government delegation, which was also asked to present a report, and which said that doctors had not violated the law or medical ethics. In all cases, they could produce written consent from their patient and had allegedly explained what sterilization meant. Kumar Vishwanathan is actively involved in social work for the Roma, mediating between them and the authorities.
During the process of childbirth, they were given a paper to sign saying that they consent to C-section. At the same time, sterilization was also written in the paper. Sometimes, in some cases, the women were informed that they're going to be sterilized they have to sign this up, and the women signed it, but the women didn't have any time to think over these things, discuss with their partners. Some of the women thought that it is a kind of temporary arrangement, something like an intrauterine device, or it's reversible. That they never thought in terms that they will never ever have children.
So where do these women stand legally, having signed an endorsement of sterilization? A Czech court set a precedent last year when it ruled that a hospital in Ostrava had violated medical ethics by not properly informing Helena Ferenčíková about her state of health and the proposed sterilization. The court ruled that the hospital should apologize. Mrs. Ferenčíková said this was not enough and has appealed the verdict, asking for £1 million in compensation.
I'm hoping we will win. Of course we expected them to fight tooth and nail, and it was clear they never meant to apologize. Both sides appealed the verdict, and we are now awaiting the second ruling, waiting to see whether it will go in favor of them or us.
Women like Helena Ferenčíková and Elena Grolová are getting help from NGOs such as Gender Studies, an organization which supports women's rights. A report from the Czech Ombudsman's Office, which carried out its own investigation into the affair, has also gone in their favor. The office said it had collected sufficient evidence to suggest that at least 50 Romani women living in the Czech Republic, formerly in communist Czechoslovakia, had been forcibly sterilized in the years between 1979 and 2001. The UN committee is expected to take a stand on the matter within 2 to 3 weeks.
And that was Daniela Lazarova reporting.